Proclamation number 8782 of 17th of March, 1964. Every man of goodwill comes to the truth. You need not worry in the slightest as long as you commend yourselves to me, as long as you entrust all your worries to me and mentally converse with me about everything that affects you. And so I will also direct everything so as it is favorable for your vineyard work, as long as you want to serve me and also prove yourselves as loyal servants, by you always only wanting to be active for your Lord and House Father. I know to direct everything so that still the successes are achieved, which are only possible. But you should also always be aware of the fact that it will be and remain arduous work for you to bring the gospel to your fellow human beings, to pass on the truth which you receive from me, for people shut themselves off and only a few accept you and your messages. And you can already see from this that those do not stand in truth who have much following, while you'll only find isolated people, because truth will never be acknowledged by the masses. But I know all human hearts and also know who is receptive and willing to receive, and truly, I do not leave him without message from me, and he will also recognize it as divine message and accept it happily. And that is why you only need to always connect with me in confidential dialogue. And again I will tie up new threads and open doors for you, because I have after all made this the task for you, to carry my gospel out into the world. There are not many people left who long for the truth, but the few will also receive it. There are also not many serious vineyard workers who no longer want anything else than to bring my word to men, who have withdrawn themselves from the world and only want to be active for me. Mostly they still want to combine both, because they are not yet prepared to give up the world completely and therefore also the world will hold them tight. But I demand complete devotion to me, then you will also no longer need the world and still be able to exist in the world. But until you are completely convinced that everything is possible for me and I work unusually on those who completely trust me and are filled with the desire to only serve me and my kingdom, I also cannot work unusually and must wait for the time where they join me more and more intimately, because who once has entered my service, he will no longer leave the circle of my vineyard workers. As soon as he has only entered his services with earnest will, as soon as he could be instructed and introduced by me myself into all truth. Because this knowledge also lets him recognize his assignment responsibly, and he now also can no longer detach himself from me, because love unites us, which was cause that I could give him an assignment, which is exceedingly important for the salvation of men's souls. And since I therefore know myself about the urgency of the spreading of truth, I will exhaust all possibilities and bless every one of my servants who subjects himself to this task, who cooperates in my vineyard, who wants to scatter divine seed into men, which is to come up and bear rich fruit. But I see the successes, which are not always openly recognizable to you. And I will omit nothing what only contributes to that again a man comes to the light of inner knowledge. But I measure with a different standard like you men, who often cannot muster patience and expect quick successes. No vineyard work is done in vain. It bears its fruit, if not on earth, then in the kingdom on the other side, but also on earth everything is still done to conquer darkness for men who desire light. But men cannot be led to truth against their will, because truth is divine, and man must muster the earnest will of union with me, to now also receive a divine gift from me, but which I withhold from no man, who just turns to me asking for supply of truth. But these become less and less. The world desire speaks more and more, which is whispered into man by my opponent, and he will also do everything to keep the darkness of spirit for man. That is why man therefore decides himself about his spiritual state. Man himself accepts or resists spiritual good, which is offered to him as a gift of favor, but not forced upon him. And I will never force the will of man. I will meet him with my favor, but also not hinder him when he passes by my gift of favor. And therefore you should also not be surprised or despondent when your task is not acknowledged, when you are harassed by dark forces who only intend to hinder you in your work for me and my kingdom because they know that the pure truth out of me is a light in which they themselves are recognized and detested. And that is why there will also always be the battle between light and darkness, yet the light will always be effective where the human being unites with me, where he does not oppose my gift of grace. Amen.